living and living. And the heart stand up. And beating. Heart melted. Then he is to see and used to joke him. Really is not Brahma. You cannot realize Brahma. You are like a woman waiting and doing so. This practice is not good for realizing Brahma. You should try to realize Brahma and you should see that I am Brahma. He used to tell that those who want to be Brahma, they will go to hell. Ramananda. But he could not understand. When he realized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna, and he has to come to give Krishna fame, then he knew that, oh, he is Krishna. And then he told, realized that, oh, Raya Ramananda is so high, I cannot touch his lotus feet also. I am not able to touch. I am not qualified to understand him. Great devotees can not realize who was the Raya Ramananda. He was so high class. So he tells and prayed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you will go to South India, you should surely meet Raya Ramananda. Oh boy, you should be calm and quiet in your father's lap. Don't disturb. Try to understand. But now I have begun. What to do? I began to do about Raya Ramananda. But time is over.
No.
So tomorrow we will?
No. Yes, tomorrow there is no program outside.
Very little. You can tell after that?
You.
Oh, myself. Then he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should totally meet him. At first I used to know him as a mad person. But now I am seeing by your grace that he is topmost Vaishnava. And not topmost, he is also so rasi. You will be very glad to meet him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. This is outward reason, but external reason. But
internal
reason was that he had made up his mind at first that I should meet there and I should go in the school of Vishakha, that is Raya Ramananda, and there I will learn so much and then I will be qualified to realize Krishna and Srimati Radha. So anyhow, he went to this school as a
student.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they met, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken bath and he was sitting on the bank of Godavari River. Godavari River is a very sacred river. She is like Lakshmi. So she was sitting there, like this. What he was thinking? When Raya Ramananda will come back? Then I will know the greatness of Srimati Radhika. And how I will have the heart of Srimati Radhika. At once, with a very crowd, much crowd, surrounded by so many learned scholars, Sanskrit pandits, reciting Ved mantras, and with a drum, he was coming in palki. Palki, you know? as the king. Shisha, when he put up his all these things and wanted to take bath, Shisha nearby, not nearby so, but far away from. A Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means? Bal Sanyasi. Bal means
young Sanyasi.
Well, Kishore. No. Sanyasi is there. Bal Sanyasi. I'm sitting. I'm meditating something. Left and left, sun rays will be down from there. He was astonished. Who is he? Who is he? He was so much attracted. But he was fearing from the Pandit crowd that what they will tell, that being a Shudra, Shudra you know, being a Shudra, and he is going to a Brahmin Sannyasi. He wanted that I should not go. But his heart was so stolen and attracted that he could not check himself. He took their off in the river and he told the Brahmin, wait for me 15 minutes. I'm coming. And just he kept his crown and Rajakriya Vastra cloth,
royal
dress, he kept there. And having one dhoti wrapped here and like a beggar. He went there. When he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened his eyes and thought was both two nuts became four. Understand? Four eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, who are you? Are you Ramanam? Raya Ramanam? And so being in, I am not Raya Ramanam, but I am your
servant.
Raya Ramanam. Shudra, I am Shudra. And so fallen. Wretched and fallen. But how you mean? He knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He at once embraced him. Ramananda was saying that he has embraced me, the Brahmin Sannyasi, very beautiful Sannyasi, rays are coming and Prem Dara is, Prem Dara means,
yes,
are coming so much, all hairs are standing, heart is melting and my heart is also melting by touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he also began to weep and he embraced and both fell down on the earth and rolled. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then after some time, both came in senses and began to talk. I will tell this dog, very sweet dog. I will say, other day. You like this?
Yes.
Very good. This is bhakti. And this will take you to Raganuga bhakti at once, without any delay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, and all our Goswamis have done. This will grow a very deep greed in you to know all these things. So Chaitanya Charitamrita has written all these things. Even not in Srimad Bhagavat we can find. What is Srimad Bhagavat? Chaitanya Charitamrita has explained what is Srimad Bhagavat. Who was Krishna? Who is Krishna? Who is Radha? What is Prem? What is Leela? What is the, all these things? How can I have service? I want to explain you. आदौ श्रद्धा ततः साधु संग अत भजन क्रिया ततो अनर्थ निवृत्ति ततो निष्ठा रुचि ततः भाव प्रेमाभुदंचति इति साधका नाम या प्रादुर्भावे भवत् क्रम एट स्टेजेस ऑफ भक्ति रामानंद हैज ऑल थिंग्स इन to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raya Ramananda is asking, questioning, and he is answering. I like to describe this Raya Ramananda Sambhasti in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Siksha, Roop Siksha, Rath Jatra Prasanga, this Prasanga, what I am telling now, Raya Ramananda Sambhasti. And fourth chapter of Adi Chaitanya Siksha, or Jewel of Prasanga. Just to try to deeply immerse in all this. Then we can realize who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for what purposes he has come to the earth. So we should like give all these things tomorrow in morning session, morning class. Not one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, we can hear. And then we can hear. This is true of speech. Gaur Premanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare thank you. little. Who has prepared?
Jad Bharat. Gurudev, this is a very close friend of mine. His name is Gopinath Prabhu. He's come from France, and he's been waiting to meet you for a long time.
Also, I want to meet him. I like devotees like so qualified like him.
Then all the people interested in this subject in the yoga and the reading of the Patanjali Yoga Center. Please let me explain to you the course of the program of this evening. After that, Mr. Korpalal, our Lord Mayor, will speak to you. The program of this evening will be first, Indian Guru called Shetan. Second, Mr. Maharaj takes over and will truly surprise you with his knowledge. Third, after that, it's your turn to speak and question Mr. Maharaj. At 9 o'clock, we shall take a break. During this, you can go about the way to the coffee bar. In this, you will find vegetarian snacks and can have something to drink. On behalf of everyone, I wish you an interesting and pleasant evening. In Melon, with an Eric Light, Dr. Liedan, and Hazel Hutchinson.
Hirandhasya Dhyananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Salale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sadbhaktaya Namo Bandha Kalpatarghasya कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदनाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवप्रिये फर्स्ट आई बो डाउन टू the lotus feet of my Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyana Kesava Goswami. And then I bow down to Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who came first from India to all Western countries, and he made platform for Bhakti Yoga. And then I welcome the whole audience, Vaishnav and others. My friends, sisters and daughters.
I'm not a yogi, but I want to become yogi. I'm a hot dust of yogi, of the yogi. First of all, I want to tell what is the present problem for the whole world. We know that wonderful invention has been made from cooking department to medical department, especially going here and there, communication, transportation. Also, so many things have been invented that whole world has become in our hands. We can go from one part to last part of this earth and very quickly, and we can talk each other one zone to another zone, from north to pole to south pole. We can see playing football in India, which is going on in Germany or anywhere in England. We can see that inventions are so marvelous. If any part of body is rotten, heart can also be given there. New brain also can be given. So these are the very wonderful inventions of the Vedjanis, the scientists of the world. There is a very bad fruit of the inventor. You see that all the inventions are going. When does it fly whole world in a minute, second? We are thinking that we have developed our funds and all other things, but we have lost something.
We ended up gladiated for an enormous thing.
What thing we have lost? Love to each other.
What has the flower, the region, and affect each other?
Everyone is not a Vishwas maker. Believe in each other.
We know the trust of them.
Husband has a separate account in bank. Daughter has separate account in bank. Children have separate from account from beginning.
The
husband and wife has also separate account, not believing each other. No frame like this. We see that the bad effect of this, that at first we have seen in India about 50 years before or 60 years before, so much love and affection to each other, no account separate, and loving each other, loving animals, trees, what to tell our father, mother, and all relatives. We have seen in India, in Calcutta, in Delhi, in Bombay, in route so much crowd. Roads are so much crowded. Less and less persons are going each other. Parasper.
So much error.
But if anyone falls down, none are there to pick up them.
This
civilization, we see that frame has gone away. Hankering of gratification of senses are coming, but anyone is not happy. This is the problem of this civilization. we cannot, we are not loving each other. We are loving dogs, cows, and all other animals, creepers, but we are not attached to our loving person, because we know that they will cheat us.
You know that the hell there, food there, the buffalo, genetic dog there, affects you. So in healthy, the environmental, and stuff there, if you make the deal, so I need to have some help with cooling. And what we have decided of the men said, how can I eat me at the trauma?
The things have come down, so come down, that we can believe dogs, they will not cheat us, cow will not cheat us, but we cannot have faith on the person around us. We are quite helpless there. So we have some faith on animals like dogs and all others, but not we are seeing that all are fighting. I am seeing that even today war is going on in some countries, and cold war is so much. So the problem of this civilization is that we have no frame at all to each other. What to tell to God? If you have the friend, love, affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can have love to each other.
You see that love about the super and about our nation, the Allerhöchste Persönlichkeit of God.
The same problem came before 5,000 years at the time of Krishna. Same problem.
Some of the problems in the first 5,000 years later, the night of Krishna was
Krishna has never come to make fight each other. He has not come for Mahabharata to teach persons to fight for reputation, for wealth, for anything.
Krishna is not come on to learn how we can protect it.
He has descended only for establishing love, affection to all hearts. This was the thing.
The day of our Krishna Prakasam on this year, the case for either a week will be excellent.
When Krishna came, all were there fighting for name, fame, wealth, reputation, first of all women, for sense gratification, for lust, for all these things.
So Krishna is the same, by the way, we have made up either a false information, and who do you think has to consider it? So, the drink of yesterday is a woman, it's awesome.
In Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vedas, it has been written that those who serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are devotees, or they are called demigods. And those who don't follow and always quarrel, always going into self gratification of senses, all are called demons.
In the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedic scripture, what the excellent what they say is the relative and the Allerhöchste Persönlichkeit of God, what you probieren to realisieren, you are the toegeleide van ons als Allerhöchste. And the same die the Godstaat on the Vrede Persoon in eigen verlangen, die worden de norm van ons.
There are two sides from ancient times. When the world was created, demons were also there, and semi-gods were also there, and fighting. Demons always create troubles and giving sufferings to all. As semi-gods, like devotees, they always wanted to catch them and not to create any trouble and live peacefully and having prayer, affection to each other and to Krishna. In my heart we see that there were two brothers, one Pandu and other Dhritarashtra. But Dhritarashtra was blind and he wanted that I should be the monarch of the whole world. Good reputation, so much wealth and everything. But he was blind because he was not seeing future and he was not devotee and he was not taking Krishna as a god.
But the fortress in Dantigraha, there was a telegraph to say the Pandavaviro was the head of the Pandavaviro. And I was a neat attendant, rather than a lasty one to follow up the stones of this man.
But Pandu was like demigod, he was devotee. And he wanted that in the whole world, that should be love to each other and love for Krishna. Dhritarashtra has 100 sons and Pandu has only 5 sons.
Dhritarashtra has 100 sons and Pandu has 5 sons.
And they grew older, they become young, all the boys. Then it was decided by Vyas and Bhisham Pitamaha and all others that they should be divided into two. Whole kingdom should be divided into two parts and one should be given to Pandavas and others to give 100 brothers and among them Duryodhan was eldest.
From Pandu and Dhritarashtra, we see the middle town of 5 towns of Pandu and 100 towns of Dhritarashtra. Also, not other than this, better than the Sakshanam, the Samasada, the Shah, and all the rest of the Kalmic Rite, but just like any Kalmic Rite was, any sort of real Kalmic Rite, is very important for them. So, the other four, the Pandu was, and that's very important for the Kalmic Rite. Duryodhan
wanted to keep
5
Pandavas. By crook and by anyhow, foul winds, he wanted to take whole kingdom, not giving an inch, fortune in an inch, a little bit like Sushi's Agra. I don't know to hear.
Point of
view. Little pointed part of earth he did not want to give to Pandava.
From Dhritarashtra was Duryodhan, and he was so offensive and excessive that I had seen the Pandava sitting on his donkey and sit the throne by himself in the sick of the Lord.
Then Duryodhan did so many foul things. And anyhow he took whole kingdom and the Pandavas were bound to go to jungle.
Sri
Krishna wanted that there should be compromise. But he also was not successful. At last, it was said that battle must be between Pandavas and Kauravas.
Krishna also gave the idea to bring the Pandavas and
Arjuna requested Krishna that am giving my chariot and everything to Krishna. And Krishna should take my lagam or ghoda ke lagam. And what he will do, I will do. What he will tell me, I will do. I am giving myself in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, he told Krishna that I want to see that who are coming to fight me.
Arjuna came from the form of Arjuna. He was an animal of the state of Krishna. And then to Krishna, he came there with the rifle from the rifle and Brenda, Rajiv, and Rafati, Vira, Rasta, and Rasta.
Then Krishna took his chariot in the middle of the two parties. And he saw that his grandfather, Bhisham Pitama, is ready to fight with him. All his brothers were, Duryodhana and 100 sons of Dhritarashtra were brothers, cousin brothers, they are ready to fight. Another, he saw also that Abhimanyu, him and all others in his sight, all are ready to kill each other. And at once he fell his bow and arrow and he told that, I don't want to kill anyone for Parsa, for wealth, reputation, even for him, I don't want to fight and to kill anyone. This is the background of Gita. Common people, they don't know deeply Gita's teaching because they think that two great wars ruined whole world. Okay. And Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight. Why they fight?
Also, the society is going to read the after the Bhagavad Gita, the next thing I see. There is a sign about the play, you all of the today, a new day to be in Bhagavad Gita about Krishna, and I give a sign about the result of all of the truth of the religion, all of the society. So, this is a sense of a highlighting phenomenon.
If anyone wants to realize Gita, what are the teachings? Then he will have no doubt about this. Krishna has not come to create any fighting or anything. He has come to give tranquility of peace of mind and happiness and to establish love that I have told before.
Of you know, that love is deep in the Bhagavad Gita and or let the Krishna needs to come in on all of the highest karma on Kreide and Kulukta Kreide and we need to bring that away on the middle of the earth.
He gave the Gita and Gita taken to Arjuna to understand what is yoga. Without following the rules and regulations and accepting the teachings of Krishna, yoga, we cannot be happy. Everyone wants happiness. No one wants sorrow, no suffering, but yet we are suffering. Whole world attempts that we should be happy, but yet why and we were doing and struggling for this thing to become happy. But at last we see that in vain everything what we do for having happiness. Instead of that, we are getting only suffering. We will have to be old, we will have to die. Whole doctors of whole world meeting together, they cannot say they man 1 minute.
Again, that Krishna.
Krishna told so many things to Arjuna. he told one joke. We should understand, if you try to understand second chapter of the Gita, we can understand all Gita. But it is very hard to penetrate in the teachings of the second chapter of the Gita. But this is the platform of Gita to understand.
It's not wrong on
that in Gita, Krishna has not told so many different kinds of yoga. He has only told one yoga. And this yoga first in the beginning is called karma yoga. In the middle bhakti yoga, and in the last, in sixth chapter, he has told jnana yoga. But the all yogas are in one, first karma yoga, jnana yoga, and then bhakti yoga.
Between the Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, at
we should know so many things. I cannot define all these things in one day, 1 hour lecture, in 1 hour class. I am trying to give some idea of that yoga is one. So I have told you that when we begin yoga, then it is called karma yoga. And when in the middle, it is called jnana yoga. And when it is mature, then it becomes bhakti yoga. We should also know that karma yoga and karma are not same thing. Jnana and jnana yoga is not same thing. At first we should know, Krishna is telling that don't be karmi.
Or is that Krishna, they say karmi, or you know, the Buddha comes in that ministry.
Who are karmi? Those who just do anything only for the self gratification, not for Krishna. In this there is no object. But all doing, what we are doing, not karma. That is, I am going, no karma, no object here. If you are doing anything, you are going to market to buy any fruit for you, for your children, then it is karma. If you are going but no aim and object of going, then it is jnana. If you are going to market to buy some fruits and offer it to Krishna, then it is yoga, bhakti yoga.
When you are going to market to buy some fruits and offer it to Krishna, then it is yoga, bhakti yoga. it is our operator, it is the operator of Krishna, dominated your heart.
So, a karma which acts us with Krishna or God, Supreme Personality of God, that karma is karma yoga, otherwise it is karma, and which will bind in the chain of birth and death, and sorrow and suffering.
So after he died, the resurrection of the fellowship of the Supreme Krishna dropped his karma yoga, and all after he died, was the medium for Krishna, not his karma and not rank of Alayma feather, but the spirit of in the cadence of the world and love and rank of belief and ultimate.
If you are saying that I am not body, I am soul, that is spirit, and we should not do any karma for us because they will take us to hell, then she is doing that I am Brahma, I want salvation from this world. For this she adopts some bhakti. That is sarvadharmana parityajyamami ekam sharanam. Like this, I am Brahma, I want salvation, I want to be Brahma. Then it is jnana.
When he is replied with the after society, the and the leader, at least the replied